You've been saying it's a two-year project. You went on the Grand Slams tour at the start of last year. Was that the thing that's taken Narrabri from being maybe fourth, fifth or sixth to being a dominant team in this tournament in the last 2 years?
Oh, definitely. It was a great warm-up to the season, going over there. You know, it just created such a good club environment, and that's what we wanted. And I think we spoke about the mateship that we have in the club, and I really think having that, you know, all the guys really close together makes a world of difference, and it makes a premiership team. So,
well, you're not going to have too much time to celebrate because everybody will be on the chase, and I suppose that's one of the great challenges. And also now you two characters are going to take over the Sandhurst Central for Kookaburras. We've got a Richardson Shield to win. You've picked a side already. You're really excited about getting into another step. You've won this premiership. You've had a fantastic couple of years really helping Narrabri to grow. We see all the glitzy stuff, you know, with the grand finals and the trophies and the like, but here's another great opportunity now to bring some of the players you love to see. And it's a dream team, isn't it? Jeez Louise, Ben Colley and Heath Riggs and, you know, hopefully Dougie Biffin and Josh Stewart. What a ripper of a side. Moods, you know, you just carve them up at Country Week next year. So you must be licking your lips taking that opportunity, not only to work with these great players, but also to improve your skills when you go to Country Week next year in Wollongong.
Oh, definitely. Tom and I have spoken about it, and we understand that it's a different type of coaching environment, a different type of coaching style that will be, you know, applied to the rep sides. So, yeah, look, we're up for the challenge, and we just want to get Central North back on their pedestal in Country Rugby.
How have you found the Tier 1 and Tier 2? We've talked to the various coaches. It seems to be an absolute bloodbath. You know, it's great rugby, and it's really addictive rugby if you love it. Physical element of the game if you're in the Tier 1, but it's been absolutely savage, you know, as far as injuries and the like.
Yeah, definitely. I always thought player welfare was probably the biggest disadvantage for the two-tier comp. Oh, you know, I can see the benefit for the teams in the lower tiers. You know, they get a chance to win some silverware if they don't go so well in that first round. You know, teams like Baraba, Corindai that might struggle, you know, with numbers, at least they're able to have some good competitive rugby week in, week out. But I think something's got to be done in terms of player welfare, either shorten the season. Every game is really tough. Players have really got to step up every game.
Of course, we don't have 16s and 18s at Narrabri. You look at the Pirates, they've got premierships coming in here in the lower grades. Is that something as coaches you're sensitive about to look and say, geez, that Pirates team in reserve grade had at least 10 or 15 blokes that were under the age of 22, even though they lost the grand final? And is that something with the forward planning with the club you're going to have a bit of a look at?
Oh, definitely. Like, we've got some really good blokes that have got involved with their young fellas in junior rugby, and I know they're still a while off, and there is going to be a gap there, but Narrabri does have a high number of kids at Sydney at school, or away at school in Queensland somewhere, so, you know, hopefully they come home. But it's certainly not Narrabri, but I think it's across the country, in whether it be league or union. So we just need try and promote rugby as much as possible, get as many kids involved as we can, and get them coming through the grades. But it's certainly a problem that's bigger than Narrabri, I think, and hope the ARU can sort of find some funding to promote the game in the bush.
Finally, we've been given an opportunity here with premiers, and Country Rugby comes out and says 100 grand for the team that can be the best country team in New South Wales country. We've got the Wanderers, Avondale Wombats in Illawarra, Ningen, who look like they're going to win the Western Plains competition, of course, New England as well. Would you be able to get your team up to play off over the October Lake Moyhand to find out who would be the best New South Wales country team? Or is it just, oh gosh, everybody's just got to get less rugby and we've got injuries and operations and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, I guess it's prolonging the season, isn't it, while doing that? So, I mean, that'd be, in a pipe dream, that'd be awesome, you know, to play against the best clubs in the state. And maybe if they had it just all the minor premiers, you know, for a weekend after the round games. But yeah, I just think it'd be too hard for blokes to back up after their grand finals.
Yeah. Look, I agree with Tom, but I think, you know, with our tier structure, I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
But I think if we shortened it by only one round in the second round, and then maybe we could actually do that sort of thing at the start of the year, because the October long weekend's a wedding season and all that, but do it at the start of the year, shorten our comp by a month and maybe shorten some other comps, and have a weekend where we do see from the previous year who's the best.
We'll see. Country Week now is not going to be over Easter. It's going to be in May.
Great idea.
So, once again, gentlemen, it's great to soak in the glory of being the best team. Enormous congratulations to both Hunter Harley and also Tom Cullen. They are the premiership coaches for the Sandhurst Narrabri Blue Bulls in the Sandhurst Central North Rugby Premiership.